If you are extremely tired, what would you say? I'm just...
I'd say I'm all tired.
Were you healthy this last winter?
I haven't been healthy for 7 years. I think it's just the infirmities of age that cause. I think every person of my age feel that way more or less. I think probably I'm a healthy person when you consider my age. Mm-hmm. But still, I've had a lot of sickness the last few years and been in the hospital so much.
Yeah, I've been sick in bed 3 times this spring.
A year ago now I had shingles. Uh-huh. And I was in the hospital 26 days.
And scratching all the time?
No, it came on, started on my lips and like fever sores, and I doctored that for several days, and one came in my nose and my nose was swollen. Hmm. It looked well, then it started coming around the edge of my hair. And those up here got infected and formed carbuncles. It was an awful.
My goodness, I'll bet it was.
I went to the hospital at first and stayed 6 days, I think it was, and came home. And Claude come over one afternoon and he said, "What in the world's the matter with your face?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "It's all swollen and red and my eyes puffed." And he says, "Had you called the doctor?" And I said, "No, I hadn't called him." He says, "Well, I'm going down by and tell him to come up." He came up and I had got streptococcus infection, you know, in those mm-hmm. places up here. Well, I had to go back to the hospital again.
Oh my goodness.
I was there 26 days in all.
Is a carbuncle like a boil?
Oh, they stuck out about like that. And then they burst it open like a cauliflower, you know, just burst it open, and there those big, pores, pus, you know, you just see uh-huh. those big yellow pores in them, those horrible looking things, and so sore.
Did the doctor last them then?
No, he didn't last. They bursted.
No.
And finally, he had to put hot pads on the head, and that drew the pus and poison out. I sat up the first night after I went back up to the hospital and put a hot water pad on over the wet pad. Well, I couldn't stand that. They were so sore. It was so heavy. I just couldn't stand it. Well, then they got an electric pad and put over the wet pad. Mm-hmm. The wet pad was hung out of wrung out of an Epsom salt solution or something, just as hot as I could bear it, you know. And then they put the electric pad over that to keep it hot. Well, I had to just sit up there, had the head of the bed ready, and I had to sit up and hold that pad so it wouldn't press down too hard for an hour. Believe me, I just sat there and cried.
Well, I can't blame you.
And believe me, I was exhausted when the nurse finally came, took it off. And then that was in the fourth part of the night, and then at 4 o'clock she came back and put another one on.
That would be exhausting for a 15-year-old.
Well, I had a major operation when I was 87.
Yeah, I remember that. We were in Michigan then, weren't we?
I don't remember where you were.